Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Hello, everyone. I need to point out first that there's no one in recorded history has ever heated up frozen Salisbury steak and went, yeah, baby. That is a meal of sadness.
It's a meal of I don't know. He was eating it and drinking chocolate milk. And
he
I went
drinking Yoo-Hoo.
And I was
I like Yoo-Hoo the best.
And I went, well, that's a Chelsea Mar dinner.
I've never heard one. I'm bringing out back my Michigan accent that we last saw in Cool Cool. But it's back.
Ooh, but
for
it's
Gino,
back.
From Canton, Michigan.
Canton, Michigan.
He's going to go to Panama.
Panama
Jack.
Panama Jack.
That's how I know about him.
Y'all, this is reality
this
gaze.
This is reality gaze.
This is before the 90 days. It's back. Season 5.
Season 5.
We're doing it now.
We listen to our first episode for announcements. We talk about our live show tour.
The main thing is go to the Linktree link for the live show tour. And we just want to mention on the live show again, if you have problems, if you buy something in theater and you need to return, you have problems, contact the theater first.
Us last.
If at all.
I can't tell you how many Instagram DMs
we got two new DMs since we just did the first show, like an hour ago. We can't answer
as much as I'm so glad.
And if you want to give them to a sissy, that's great. We can't facilitate
that. We can't facilitate it. Transfers, there are listings for transfers.
Some theaters can do them. Some will not.
Yeah. I also want to say we're so glad you guys are excited.
We're excited, too.
Our booking agent is very excited.
We just kind of got overwhelmed by all of them. We just didn't. And I got a lot of Carl's wives out there. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you.
I literally had someone who sent me a long thing, and then they messaged me like 5 minutes later and like, I'm sorry, I broke out. And I'm like, we all do, girl.
I'm going to say I aged Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this last week.
We know now that from
I was
now
so
on,
tired.
When we release tickets to like venues,
we can't.
Poodle and I have to clear the entire day.
I had to clear my Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I had to start at 10 a.m. I need to have a Burger King delivering a Whopper at 12:30 because I'm going to need it by then.
And we also apologize for all the weird little technical glitches.
It's beyond us.
That wasn't the fault of our ticket booker. That was the fault of
the venues.
Because every single venue is different, and apparently a chimp works at every venue.
Apparently just says, I'll use the code I want to use, not the one.
Or I'm going to take what you sent me and write my own copy.
Or you can't sit one seat. You have to buy four seats because that's for the Atlanta. Wow.
Yeah, the Atlanta venue.
Can you explain Atlanta?
I can't explain Atlanta. The reason why I could explain every venue is because I had to go on every fucking website and memorize it.
If you're on an intimate portrait, you're seeing poodle in pajama pants.
I am, because I'm tired. And I've got a shirt with a Sasquatch on it that says Sasquatch. Well,
and also, we're doing our holiday show.
We're doing our holiday show.
YouTube Live for the $15 Patreon members. So that will be live, but we will go up on the feed.
My nose is itching.
For those patrons.
So, Atlanta, let me explain Atlanta. It's Venkman's in Atlanta. You have to buy seats together. The single seats that are general admission are not guaranteed a seat. So it's standing room only or seats at the bar, which are available.
Okay.
We
don't love that, but that's the way it is.
That was the way it is. Now, you can
honestly didn't know that.
You can buy tables. There's two tops, four tops, and six tops available. And I believe eight tops if you buy all at the same time. What I would encourage you to do, because all the two tops are almost gone. What I would encourage you to do, if you could join our Sissy Squad, our Facebook group, I have a page there.
Even if you don't want to join Facebook, y'all, it's like one listener. I say, yeah. You could say your name's Donna Downs for Dick, and the next thing I know, someone
Donna Downs is in the
Donna
squad.
Donna Downs, join the squad.
I'll also say on our Patreon, you can, on the Atlanta page where I'm talking about it, I'll put a page. I'll put
Jackie
something on our
made
Patreon.
A post. Oh, we should
no,
say
No, I
that.
Did. That was
but me. You made that one. But Jackie has created a post on our Facebook group for every single
for
city
every
we're
live
going to.
Live show.
And that's where, when you post things, that's where the mods will direct you to. But it's also, we do that so that way other sissies can see who's going to the show. And if you post on that, hey, does anybody want to go in with me on a tabletop? Y'all can work it out.
Yeah. And because all the tabletops, it's not like other venues where you can
Venmo you.
Where you can buy one seat at a table.
Yeah.
You have to buy them all at once for some reason.
It's stupid, but that's the way it is. You could Apple Pay.
One of the things why it took us so long.
Cash App. Just pay them.
I'm just trying to get out details.
Yeah, sorry.
And you're like a jester who's interrupting me.
Sorry, go ahead.
So one of the reasons it took us so long to announce the Atlanta venue is because we were going out and back between two different ones trying to get the best date possible.
Yeah.
And this was the one that was the better date for us but did not get us the venue we wanted.
Otherwise, we were going to do a show at Atlanta on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that. So anyway, that's what we're doing what we can.
But it's a Saturday night. But I would say if you do want to go to Atlanta, get a couple of your friends to go get a four top or a six top.
Yeah.
Because they have to be bought it once.
Or so bring your husband, bring your boyfriend to be a part of Poodle's
you're
playground.
You're going to get playpen.
Poodle's playpen.
Playpen.
You fucked that up anyway.
The Poodle's playpen.
Anyway, y'all.
So that's Atlanta. But if you go to all of these venue pages, you will be able to see, like I did, what the things are. So I would encourage you not to scream into a void.
Most theaters have an FAQ.
Call the FAQ, man.
It's frequently asked questions.
I didn't think that was right to call these boys anymore. I thought we can't say that word anymore, Carl. Apparently, that word you call the minister at church is okay now, Carl. Sure wish you'd go to church with me, Carl.
He hasn't been to church in 25 years.
Shoot, go get your daddy and see if he'll go to church. Come on, now.
Go get Mama's Bible.
Go get Mama's Bible. It's on the toilet. Go on.
Y'all,
I have my motions. Go on.
My motions?
Yeah.
Is that what she calls it?
That's what she calls her poops, her motions.
Yikes. Okay. Do you want to get into it? I think
that's basic. We had way more announcements on the other one.
Listen to the first show.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be all the announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Panama. Panama.
Oh, God.
Going to Panama, because Gino from Canton, Michigan.
The worst thing in the world to happen to this man is to be on this show. That is the worst thing to happen to him.
Shades of Larry from Larry and Jenny.
Yes,
a little.
Yes.
Also shades of...
That made me miss Larry.
The guy Jason and what's her name? Oh, what was her name?
Jason,
the guy from Florida.
Not familiar.
The one who had they bought all those. They went to auctions. Him and I can't remember his girlfriend's name.
This was a 90-day couple. Why don't I remember this? I don't remember this person.
He
at
lived
all.
With his father. The father was with him.
Oh, his father. Oh, Jason and what was his name?
I can't remember her name. It was a name that I
Jason and oh my golly, I forgot about Cassia.
Cassia.
That's like season one or two of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. Yeah, they season got two, maybe.
Y'all, they got divorced and she's now with somebody really fucking hot.
Yeah. I think that was one where there's little DV allegations, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good season. That was him. That was Ymir. That was That was DeVar.
Season two.
DeVar just turned 40.
So anyway, this guy's 51. He's an engineer in Michigan. And he's asking his local pharmacist where he needs to go because he's going to go to Panama. He's going to go to Panama, and he's asking, "Do I need wipes?"
Does he not live in a big? Here's the deal. This guy's name is. I looked. His guy's name is Che or Che. It said C H.
Pharmacist. I don't know.
So this poor pharmacist.
He doesn't know a lot about Panama.
No, he doesn't know a lot about,
which is spelled P. A-N-
That was his name.
U-H-M-U-H.
Something. I will say,
Panama.
Good for Cheb.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get my lip balm. My lips are dry.
Okay. You mean your lipstick?
No, my lip balm. It's in here somewhere. I can't find it.
This is an adventure.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
Your lip gloss.
Yeah, my Black Honey, but it's my balm. See, technically, it's called Super Balm. So it's not a lipstick, it's a balm. You don't care.
No.
Anyway, y'all.
Why don't I talk while you put on your lipstick?
Chev is a fucking master salesman because he is that guy at a liquor store that says, "Hey, do you have materials in here that I can make a balm?" And they say, "I will show you."
Hey, so he's like,
"Did you?"
Like,
what are questions like, do you think Chev gets asked?
He's like, "Oh God, can you imagine someone in a grocery store or a drugstore gets
yes.
his? Can you point me to something for burning?
Let me
can
show
you. Can you show me some burning cream? Mm-hmm.
It's right aisle two.
What about? Can you show me those things that so girls don't get pregnant when you're them?
We just got a new supply. They're on
or
sale.
Or can you? What is that thing that you can like see if a girl is into you? Is there like some kind of way?
I have a catalog. I will order it for you.
He does. He knows everything.
He knows everything. And he does not blink.
He's like,
when Gino's like, "What do I get for go to Panama?"
He's like, "You're going to need diarrhea pills.
You're going to need
you're going to need bacterial wipes. You're going to need all this stuff." Y'all,
he loads
this
him
pharmacist upsold him.
Do you know how expensive all this shit was in a drugstore?
Oh, yeah. But this guy is kind of got shades of Paul at the same time.
Yeah.
Because he's afraid, he has a whole catalog of things, and we're going to talk about this too. I bet he takes a lot of vitamins too.
Possibly.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. And he says like, "So what about?" So Gino's like, "So what about?
What you about know, for couples? So, you got anything for couples?"
And he's like,
"Oh, of course I do.
Yeah, of course I do. Yes, aisle two. Here you go. This is a lubricant.
This is a warming lube." He's like, "Warming? How does that work? You know, like cinnamon on your
you
tongue."
Know what
he's
mean?
Like,
"Cinnamon?
Yeah, I'll take the regular.
It's like cinnamon on your dick. It's like junk."
And he goes,
"Have you ever been blown by?
Got anything for regular couples? You know, not to go far from that."
Yeah.
So
good for you, Chev, making that sale.
He is later on. He's heating up some frozen food, his Salisbury steak, and I still say
he lives on his own.
No one's ever going to say, "Yeah, baby." And you see the recycling, y'all.
He only eats
frozen food. As he says, "I'm a creature of habit."
I bet you his sodium level is off the chart.
Oh, my God.
What do you think his poop smells like?
Ooh. No thanks. He's like, "I don't really live a flashy lifestyle." I went, "That's an understatement."
That's an understatement. And so, you know, he lives on his own. He had a wife who was
from Brazil.
From São Paulo, Brazil. He worked there 6 months. Y'all,
as an engineer.
He's an engineer. We find out later that he's unemployed because he lost his job because of COVID. But he's engineer.
He did the K-1 visa.
He was married for 7 years, and then they just fell out of love.
So this tells you he's
now
been
he's just
single
drinking
for a
chocolate
while.
Milk alone.
So even more importantly, he joined like someone else. We will like someone else. I think Memphis.
Yeah,
joined an international dating site.
Yeah, I kind of think this is what I've decided. I kind of think you should do this just to see what we find.
So I'm.
But can that be an episode of one of our like shows or like show? We create an international dating, a dating website for you, and then every once in a while we just hear a little bit about what's going on with poods.
I have been contacted by people because all these apps are international if you can be, but I have been contacted by international dating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people internationally. I always say, not into it. If you're not in my zip code.
I need it now. I'm looking.
Looking?
Looking now.
If you're not within 8 blocks, y'all, it's going to be hard to get my heart. I'll be honest.
It'd be way harder to get his ass. Way harder.
So he's joined an international dating site. Now, what? Because he likes foreign women.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the allure for a lot of people is of an international dating site?
I think people, for me, just from watching this show, because I think from people that international are seeking but afraid of realness.
Amen.
And so I think it's like, for instance, y'all, this is
happening. You're okay with something in the abstract.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For instance, guess who we just find out it split up is Dean and Hazel. No, Tariq and Hazel.
Tariq and Hazel.
Tarzel.
Tarzel is no more.
Tarzel is no more. Apparently she is shading the fuck out of him.
Tarzel with her little milk bucket. And her hump.
I think she already found somebody. Did she already dating somebody else?
I'm sure.
I didn't pay attention too much, but I know like Melanated Wade and some people were talking about.
Yep.
All the news, they're donezo, y'all.
Yep. I think, did she go back to the Philippines?
Maybe.
I think she has to.
Because that's where her son is, or do they bring her son over?
I don't know.
Tariq the freak.
Again, I'm not someone who knows about these things.
That made me think of him because he is someone that, he was searching. He was searching for this validation. And actually, to his credit, when she showed up, he like met her and really tried, I will say.
But
a lot of people, this close intimacy of meeting someone is really uncomfortable for them.
And he was looking for a type of woman. He was looking for, he was looking for a Thai woman.
That's true. That he was looking for that type.
And this is interesting because Gino is looking for another Brazilian woman, basically. Because I'm sure he probably filtered in Brazilian women because he had that type.
Yes. Sorry, y'all. Airplane.
This is like the second one.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over the airplane. So, you guys, as he says, he met Jasmine from Panama City.
Panama City.
And he's like, she has the best personality.
To be honest, she's out of my league.
She's so caring.
Out of my
league. She's so pretty. And, you know, I think she's just the most pretty person. And the guy's producer's like, is that it? And he's like, well, and boobies. She's got nice boobies and a butt.
Nice bazongas.
He said,
I hope to go for 2 weeks. And come back engaged.
And he uses the S word, soulmate. And so he's more than prepared because he hasn't had sex in a while.
Yeah.
So he's got a whole box blue pills.
He pours out all this boner stuff in a bag and he's like, yeah, I got a little box of little blue pills.
She's younger than me. I got to keep up with her.
they make you last longer, these blue pills.
Because I tried them out. I tried them out.
I just kind of stroked it for like 7 hours of edging.
And let it be known, you guys, buying this kind of stuff online without a doctor's prescription is dangerous.
It's dangerous.
You can like boner
pills.
Where
do you think he bought this from?
Oh, online. Some
like a website or Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get almost any prescription drugs. I've heard online. People have said.
Maybe we'll have to ask some of our online experts, our guest experts show.
It is so easy to get boner pills. Again, I've heard. but
wow.
I think it's I'm saying it's dangerous because if you have a heart condition, sometimes that's it's been known for people who've had heart conditions.
Yeah, that's why my dad couldn't take Viagra because it's hard. That's why he got the pump. So I just
remind
pumps
us,
it up.
Remind us again.
My father, y'all, he has a penis pump. So, you know, he just, they put in a thing. He just, I think they like took out one of his testicles or something like that. And you just kind of pump it up.
And he still got a lot of feeling
in it? I've seen it because unless I've changed his diaper so much when we was, so he's just got like a little hump.
Like a Nike
balls.
Air?
Reebok. More like the Reebok one. It's kind of bulbous or not the Nike. You know where you just go and it pumps up saline in your dick.
Oh, so it's not air.
It's not air. No, it's saline.
Do you refill the saline?
No, it's just saline. It's just, it's like a, it's like one of those children's toys where it like, it like a, one of those like, what is the thing that Dorothy turns, the witch turns over in the Wizard of Oz?
I'm hourglass? Blanking.
Like the hourglass thing where the blue goes down and then the red comes up. And then when you turn it over,
I see.
The red goes down and the blue comes up. It's like that, but with your dick.
We need to move on.
He just bumps it.
I'm uncomfortable.
And then when he's done, he just goes. And he just goes.
Do you orgasm?
I think so. I didn't ask my dad that. But yeah, he does.
Dad, can you imagine? Dad, do you orgasm?
But yeah, you orgasm. And actually, honestly, if I get older and I can't get up, I kind of feel like that's a way more natural way than taking a pill that pumps up my blood pressure.
I guess, but just the idea of having an operation for it.
Well, you know, my dad, he doesn't mind being cut on, as he calls it.
No, I'm just,
he's
I
got,
guess.
He's got knees, shoulders, and he said, then when he got his dick, he said, I'm fucking bionic, baby.
Wow.
I'm on a robocock.
Wow. We got to move on.
You
I'm
asked.
Disturbed. Out of lurid curiosity.
You asked.
So, they have shown each other naked pics, as he says, and
they've been intimate.
Yeah, and so she is
virtual.
She is 18 years younger, and this, y'all, his sister and I think this is his sister-in-law and brother are over, and y'all, the accents on these people.
Yeah, Tony.
You know, he's like, so you're going to take off your hat while you're there, show on the baldness?
And we like, find out he's like, no. So no, he never, he's like freakish about this.
So this is, I just want to say, this is going to be interesting.
Bald men are fucking hot.
I think it can look,
love a shaved bald
looks
head.
Better on some men than others.
Well, I get, Gino, it's not maybe, he's not your Boris Kojo.
You know, oh yeah,
not you know he's not your Shamar Moore.
Yeah,
he's not gonna. He's not can even you, the
can
Rock.
You, can you say a white person who looks better with bald head?
John Travolta.
Does he? He wears a piece though.
Yeah, he wears a piece, but sometimes he'll go bald and just shave it off.
Is that true?
Yeah,
I've never seen him in public do that.
What about the guy from Oz?
Which one?
Chris Maloney. He's bald, right?
He's balding.
Yeah, he shaves his head real short.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna. I would want to clarify. You're thinking mostly black men. Who look
I,
better
when
with
I think of bald men that come to mind, that's the first what's that pop in my head.
But I'm saying that's not Gino.
He doesn't look. He's not like attractive like that.
Okay, that's
he's
that's
not a Chris Maloney.
That's what I was gonna say. It's yeah. I don't think we can say that because you kind
what's
of
the guy who
you
goes kind of,
you had a blanket statement saying guys who look bald shave their heads look
are.
Good.
What's the guy who cooks in Italy and plays gay people in movies? What's his name? He cooks. He
cooks
makes Italian food.
Italy?
And he plays gay people.
Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci. Hot.
You know,
hot.
I agree with you there.
Hot.
Okay.
Who do you think is bald and hot?
Stanley Tucci, lives
the guy
in Italy and plays gay people.
The guy who did the painting that threw paintings who played Paul.
Ed Harris.
Ed
hot.
Hot.
You're right.
Hot.
It is hot on some guys. I think it's hot on guys with big heads.
Bigger heads, but also you've got to have a really strong jawline.
Agree.
And Gino.
No, I think it can work. I think it can work. But men, one thing about baldness, you guys, are men are very, very, very sensitive about it.
Oh, I would be. Thank God I'm not. I don't care at all that my hair is gray and I have to color it. Give two shits.
But if you were bald?
Oh, hair club for men, I'd be
part,
right
it's
there.
It's part of my personality.
I'd put it on my credit card. I'd do whatever. I'd pay for
and
that.
And I think a lot of it.
What would you do if you went bald? Someone's here.
No, it's just like we hear noises. The ghost goes, I'm
bald.
It wouldn't happen. I would find a way.
You won't even acknowledge it.
No. I'm not going to be because my father, I haven't gone bald yet. And I'm already turning gray, obviously. But
I think we're both okay.
Yeah.
If not, Poodle and I would be.
Here comes Rogaine.
Here comes, plug it
up. Give me something experimental.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care if it turns my dick purple.
Put alien jizz in my ear to grow out my head.
I'll learn to get away with it.
Exactly.
Just call me eggplant.
Yes.
Anyway.
We said that at the same time.
Anyway, same time. So they're talking to him, and she says, Jasmine does know about these ball, but I'm going to wear a hat always. It's my security blanket.
Yes.
And
I want to, so Tony's like, yeah, we're pretty close. I'm a little concerned. Okay, I know she's not like a main cast member on this show. We need to talk about the sister-in-law's eyeshadow. It was quite blue.
Yeah.
It was, y'all, it's that. Her hair looked really cute. She got a blowout. Her haircut, loved it. But the eyeshadow.
This is Michigan.
She had just light blue eyeshadow, and she didn't paint in her eyebrows. So it just looked kind of just like she worked in like a popcorn place at an ice house.
Stop. Like,
and it was not. But then, the thing where I felt kind of really swirled in my stomach is that, y'all, she's wearing a blouse that Jake and I have like four different versions of when we do female parts of it.
Yeah.
Jake loves a long sleeve with cutouts in it.
No,
like that.
I don't know if you noticed too, she had a necklace with the state of Michigan around it.
Oh, she did. Oh, wow. But you would have.
Here's the. Put on the mitten where you're from.
Mitten.
Put it on the mitten. Tell that, me on the mitten where you're from.
All right. That is.
You're an Oopier. Oh, my God.
That blouse is from Kato, and Jake would buy it.
I would. It's great when I'm coming up with characters.
Yeah, because it's also a long sleeve, but it's got the cutout so you don't get hot.
Her and Sandy were inspirations for me. Later on, his uncle's girlfriend Sandy.
Sandy, yes. So he's just hoping that, and so he also tells him, he's like, well, you know. She's also wanting to have kids.
So I'm going to hope her get her pregnant right away.
So I'm hoping to get engaged and get her pregnant while I'm there.
While you're there, there's a lot to do on the docket.
We also find out that he says Jasmine's a vegetarian and she's very fit. So she doesn't like the way I eat.
I have a feeling that's going to have repercussions. Later on, he is ordering fish and chips at a restaurant. And
you know what? Let me grab my phone. I think it's just better this way.
All right.
I think it's time for another Reality Gaze Theater. Okay.
Turn it on. This is terrible. Hey there. Hey.
Oh.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I can't turn my phone. It keeps ringing. Sorry.
Hey there. Hey there, Jasmine.
Hi,
hey, honey.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up some fish and chips.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to pick up some fish
Where?
And chips.
In person?
Fish and chips. In
You're
person.
Going in person?
Going in person, yeah.
Who's going to be there?
Nobody.
What?
It's just, just the people at the restaurant.
Okay, I see you getting in the car. Drive there. I'm going to wait in the car the whole time and just look and make sure.
Oh, that sounds kind of controlling.
Okay,
but,
I'm just looking.
Sure. I'll send you some screenshots.
Nope.
You want to go inside with me?
Fast forward. You're here at the restaurant. I'm going to go inside
with
you.
Okay, here we go.
What are you doing? Let me see the food.
Hey there, Brittany. What's your name, Brittany? Oh, okay.
Who's that? Why are you talking
to
her?
She's just the woman serving me the food.
Huh?
You know.
Why are you talking to her?
She's just the person serving me the food. It's okay, honey. I love you.
I don't. No, no.
I love you.
You know, you weren't there to pick up your food. You ask her name now, and then you go back again, and then you're going to ask for her phone number.
That's a big jump.
I'm just saying. I'm tired. You know what? I'll call you later.
And scene. My favorite sentence in there, you kind of garbled it, but I says, I'll call you later. And she says, I'm going to be tired.
Yeah. He says, I'm going to be tired.
I'm going to use that from now on. when you tell me, oh, I'll do that later, and you're like, can I talk to you later? I'm like, I'm going to be tired.
I'm going to be tired.
I'm and going to be tired.
Hang up.
Use goes, that with your husband.
And he goes, like,
can we fuck later?
I love you.
Nope, I'm going to be tired.
They do. They already do use yep. that. He That was because she said, I'm going to be tired. He goes, okay, I love you. Click.
So my favorite, she's like, you know, she can get a little jealous. She
somebody's down doing the hallway something
dropping hallway. Something.
Something.
She can get a little jealous, you know.
Oh God.
He says, and she's like, I think it's because I'm so far away and that she worries
like,
about me. And
my
I,
insecurities just happen because I'm so far away.
And I'm
so
going to say,
no,
it doesn't matter how far you're away. It doesn't matter if you're in the house or
not. In fact, it'll be worse
it's
when you're
be
with her.
Worse when it's going to
be worse
her.
When you're
Y'all,
with her.
She's going to be a nightmare.
She's going to, I don't think she's going to be Anfisa level, but who knows? Y'all, we look at all of her pictures. She's insufferable.
Yeah.
She's just totally of this vapid.
This is
like,
going to be, this is Instagram probably the villain of the season.
Yeah.
As we're shaping up to be. So.
Gino says that sometimes they get upset. She just don't, they don't talk for a whole day.
Did you understand? She's like, you know, she gets like that because she really loves me.
That's.
It almost feels like battered women syndrome.
Yeah, that's, he hits me because, no, y'all, people don't mentally, physically, verbally abuse you or try to control you because they love you. They do that because they're monsters.
Yep. So. Anyway, he's seeing his Uncle
Marco. She even
Marco.
Says, I just want to, the way she even said, it's just not nice feeling so insecure, and then implying that.
That's not
that
my issue.
That's your fault making me feel insecure.
So he's seeing Uncle Marco and girlfriend Sandy, and they're shooting pool, and Uncle Marco's like a father figure to him. And and they say, you know, she's just trying to get to the United States.
She's trying to get a green card. That's it. Yeah, I agree, Marco.
And Marco's getting upset, and he's like, you know, what if he wakes up in a hotel room with the roofie? And Sandy
you
goes,
don't have
stop
to, you don't,
yelling.
You don't have to yell.
To yell.
You don't have to yell, Marco. I know you're upset about it, but you don't have to yell.
You don't need to yell.
Y'all, he literally says, in a hotel with a roofie.
With a roofie.
With a roofie.
And so anyway, they also say, you know, she's probably got 9 or 10 guys doing the same thing to her.
And what really where we learn more is Sandra says, I'm concerned about the money you're giving her. And Gina's like, yeah, well, you know, because of the pandemic, she got laid off her job. And y'all, he got laid off of his job, too.
He's only got his savings.
So he said, but thankfully, I'm good with this money,
you know,
y'all, because he's an engineer that spends
she's
nothing.
She's not a materialistic person.
Cut to.
He's like, I only gave her money for
her lips, her
teeth,
eyebrows,
her
brows, facial treatments,
all
her hair. Y'all,
He's been paying for everything.
Everything.
And not just things like food. He's been paying for all every
remember,
beauty
y'all,
thing and procedure she has.
When they're telling you, shame makes you withhold. And when you feel shameful, this is the iceberg of what he's actually paying for.
Y'all, and girlfriend Sandy says, maybe you should get a prenup. Otherwise, a prenup.
Prenup.
You need a prenup.
And he's like,
or the
well,
words of Bill
I don't
Cosby,
know.
A prenup, 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 prenup.
And Uncle Marco says, yeah, if she flips out, then there's your answer. And then you know if she flips out, then it's a no go, Marco. It's a no go.
It's a no go.
He's like,
it's a no
go.
I
would
love
watch
Uncle Marco.
I would watch Marco and Sandra just go through like restaurants across America.
Me too. They could do a pillow talk.
They could do a pillow talk.
So anyway, the next morning,
hey baby, it's 3 a.m. and I'm going to the airport.
I'm going to Pernambuco.
And it's going to be a long, long trip.
Okay. They're leaving
Who
at 3.
Who sings that song?
Matchbox 20.
There we go.
They're leaving at 3 a.m. for the airport.
That means it's international. But I bet, y'all, Gino seems like he probably needs to be at the airport like 5
Amen.
Hours early.
Yeah. There's the idea of eating the same thing. There's probably
quirky,
a little OCD.
Yeah, a little OCD.
Yep. So He's packing his hats, and Uncle Marco's taking him to the airport.
Uncle Marco, he just like says, I'm really worried, and he starts crying.
Well, because his dad died, and now he's like, I've always taken
care of
him.
He's like, I'm Uncle Dad. He's like, he's been my buddy since he was running around in diapers, and I went, oh.
And this just tells you that this is someone, you guys, who Uncle Marco has always had to look after. this feels is just another thing that he's doing that they're concerned about.
So he drops him off at the airport. Gino's getting ready. Everything's situated at the airport. And then, you know what? We didn't plan on this. I think it's just going to happen again. Y'all, we're going to do another. This is going to be a very quick reality gaze
theater. Hey there, honey. How are you?
Hola, hey. Are you coming?
Yes, I'm about to get on the plane.
Oh, yeah. I have one question for you, baby.
What is it?
Who is my gringo bonita?
Oh,
my gringo bonita. Ooh. Oh, yes. Who is it?
It's me.
Only you. You're the owner of my heart and my soul and pretty soon my body. We're going to be like two wet seals just slapping against each other. ¿Cómo se dice seal en español? I'm going to sit on the dick and ride you like a thoroughbred through my Panama forest.
Y'all, she did say, I'm going to make love to you like two wet animals. She's got away with words.
Did we just meet Poodle's doppelganger in Panama?
She's nuts. We say people are crazy all the time. This woman's nuts. Yeah.
She's nuts.
The technical term, she's nuts.
We're going to, that's all I got.
That's all I've got.
All right, y'all. We're going to go to break and gather ourselves. Woo! And while you're away, just be thinking of two wet seals fucking.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Maybe it was Memphis. Maybe it was Stoddard Southern Nights. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was me.
Or maybe it was my childhood trauma. Because it didn't feel right.
I love the twist there at the end. We're going to sing that the entire season. Y'all, it's Memphis, strangely representing Michigan. Memphis is 34.
Okay. Muskegon.
I'm going to say this, and I said it before.
She's 35, actually.
None of this is going to work out. And I know that because
unless
this is
she
unprocessed
just,
trauma.
It is. Unless she lucked out. Look, so she seems like, honestly, Just like she does seem like she's a very inspiring kind of admirable person.
Totally
what
agree
done with her life, but she's that searching.
It's the reason to do this. And here's why I say this. None of this sounds rational to anyone but her.
Exactly.
And that's a sign of unprocessed trauma, you guys.
That's a good way to put that, y'all. If you feel like everybody's saying, you're saying you're going to, this doesn't make sense. If everybody's saying this doesn't make sense.
And it makes sense to you perfectly.
This sounds crazy.
That's unprocessed trauma.
That's.
Or something that there's a reason why you're doing it that is probably a traumatic reason or emotional reason you're doing it that you have taken that is rational.
Because y'all, everyone in her life is saying, whoa.
So this is to me, of the four that we've watched so far, this is the person I have the most empathy for.
Because
this person is very wounded.
I really like her so far. Like, she seems like a fun person. She's mentioned that she was a woohoo girl. I think she's a sissy. She's a dick pig. I love her for it.
I agree, and I think she's going to be fun. She is very wounded.
It's just, this is for her to do this on this show.
Worst thing.
You don't need to be on TV either, honey.
So she's hanging out with her friends in a lingerie store.
Naughty Betty.
And is that the room?
That's what it's called, Naughty Betty. I like that
name. Good for that. Good for them.
She's trying on some lingerie. I thought she's going with her friends, Kiki with her friends, Christy and Kesha. And they're just, I would love that. Poodle not have a ball trying on lingerie and then with our girlfriends and coming
we
out.
We would look like cows.
I just kind of waddle up there like a linebacker, like a retired one.
I'd find something that showed off my shoulders, my creamy shoulders.
I knew that was going to happen. So she's showing her friends Christy and Keisha. They're doing a little fashion show. And she's just, because she is going to be going on a trip. But we'll
she's
find
going
that out later.
To Tunisia.
She's going to Tunisia. But she's been single for 4 years.
Yeah.
And she's like, I dated around. She's like, I kind of have a wild side. And I was like, dick pig.
She's dick pig. So she has a 13-year-old daughter, Kennedy. And she shares custody of a 6-year-old son with her ex, who I assume the face is blurred out because we're never going to see.
Yeah, probably
father has an issue.
Yeah, Kennedy, I think, has a different father than, she has a 6-year-old son. And y'all, she put herself through school,
got a master's. She's a nurse practitioner.
A nurse fucking practitioner.
Yep.
Look at you.
And they make a lot better money.
They can prescribe prescriptions, Poodle. You could get drugs from an NP.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, y'all.
I'll come at one of y'all nurse pictures the next time. Nurse practitioner.
She's a boss, and I'm here for
next
it.
Time,
I'm proud for
next
her.
Next time I need another Xanax prescription when I can't get one, my doctor cuts me off.
On our next road trip podcast.
Yes.
Y'all, Road to San Bernardino, I love.
It took years off my life.
Poodle was stressed.
I was very stressed.
That's on our $8 tier, the Love After Lockup episode we just did.
So
the finale. Next week's finale.
Next week's finale. So she's seemingly, this is the thing.
They're presenting her like everything's good on paper.
I know what you're saying. She's a boss. And I think that's all covering up this extreme wound, this childhood wound that is just bad. And you can see it every time she talks. She's not shy about it, talking about it.
Well, I'm going to talk about that later when she talks about it with her mother. But she, so 8 months ago, she got on an international
date. Dating app. Again, y'all, the reason what we're
she
saying.
She tells her friends, she's like, I dated white guys, black guys, Latin guys, Asian guys, every guy. American guys just don't get me.
And here's the thing, y'all. American guys don't get me, but also American guys can hurt me.
Yeah.
So I find someone internationally that I can kind of keep at a distance.
Because it's literally, physically, emotionally, it's too close to home.
Yep. So if I can keep someone at a distance and slowly get to know them, and then there's this interesting thing that happens online that even though you're very distant, it's extremely emotionally close.
Yes.
Because it's very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
There, you tell each other things you probably wouldn't tell each other if you were in person.
It's like
you can be anyone you want.
Think of online dating like summer camp. It takes you out of your normal life.
Yep. Especially if you never meet in person.
Yes, it creates this
summer
false,
camp is a good metaphor.
False sense of intimacy and security. And honestly, in some ways, it can be really, really great because sometimes you're going to talk about secrets and things that you don't want to talk about people. We're not bashing online relationships.
Not at all.
But I'm
just saying, but especially in international online relationships, when you're not honest about what your expectations are.
Yes, because we found out, she said he doesn't speak English. She doesn't speak Arabic. So what are you texting about? Like how?
They talk every day. And this is what got me. And she's like, the best thing is he knows how to text every day. He knows that early morning text is what I need. And you know the dependability and consistency. So it tells me, and she even said this later on when she's talking to her mom, no man in her life ever she could ever either depend on, or every man either betrayed her.
I mean, maybe we're wrong. Is dating American straight men this hard? But to me, I felt like this was it hurt my heart for her because I went, honey, you have such a low barometer of what you deserve.
Well, I would say there's less than that. It's more about the consistency of being there because what she thinks if he doesn't send a morning text is he's not interested.
That quickly, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she needs that validation every
yes.
day.
Yes, and I would tell someone who needs that kind of validation every day, that's something they need to process.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to weigh that text every morning over emotional connection.
Yeah.
Or language skills.
What if your heart just texts your brain every morning? What if you just text yourself?
If you could just text yourself a
text yourself
above.
And say, how are you? Good morning. I love you. It's going to be great today.
That's
You're
not
going
to be enough
person.
For Memphis. I hate to tell you. but it's interesting. She prizes that above anything else, which just tells you what she's looking for is not necessarily a partnership that's going to – where two people are going to kind of – help make each other better. It's something that's going to help her feel secure.
Agreed.
Yeah, and this is DOA before it starts.
Yeah, and unless she just
nope
found like
nah,
but
not
I think
happening.
Even if he's a great, wonderful guy,
doesn't matter.
I don't think it's going to live up to her expectations mm-mm. now.
Doesn't matter.
Which she met Hamza. It was 8 months ago. They met on an international dating app. Y'all, he's from Tunisia.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about like very considerate. It shows her. She's getting in the shower and she Facebooks and she's like, do you want sexy time? And he goes, oh, sexy time. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
I have to say, y'all, he's very attractive.
He is. He's hot. Now.
Beautiful smile.
And we don't know, like we've run into the three Tunisian men we've known, and Tunisia is pretty much a much more freer culture than a lot of the Middle East.
Yes, and the thing is, y'all, we do need to give some credit to Memphis because remember, y'all, she's got a great head on her shoulders. She's a single mom. She's raising two kids. She's got her nurse practitioner degree, and she's going to go immediately to Tunisia and get married.
No, you know, she is giving him a week.
When she said that, y'all.
They're going to get to know each other for a week, week.
We're going to get straight to get married and just do it when we're there.
But I was saying, they're going to get to know each other a whole week, and then they're going to get married.
And then they're going to marry.
And the third week's the honeymoon.
Because it's easier. I don't want to do a K-1 visa because it's way easier to get the marital visa.
This is what I'm talking about. When it sounds.
She has children. These people are going to live in her house. She doesn't know. So I will say, I say that she's like a boss one, great for her, but I want it, and I'm just going to say this. Bringing a man you've never met into your life, into your house with children, is poor parenting.
100%.
That is not a good parent.
And there's no, this is what we said, if everything feels rational to you and everyone else around you is going, what?
Because this is what's going to happen, y'all. Your kid is going to see how happy this person makes you and what you're putting into him. So let's say Hamza, God forbid, is the type of comes over, starts
pulls a Luis and Molly,
physically abusing your kids or sexually abusing them. Guess what? Your kid isn't going to say anything,
and they're going to feel bad about
they
it.
They feel so. They see how happy you are, and they're going to feel guilty.
Yeah, where she is, and I think to me this feels like a ton of a temporary insanity. Where she's not really in control.
It is.
She's not really thinking realistically.
As Ellie said about Victor, love makes you crazy.
Love makes you crazy.
Love makes you crazy. Which, poo little.
At least Ellie met Victor before.
I've done some crazy things for love. Poodle's done a lot, y'all. We're going to be real.
Usually it was for the love that had money attached. So
yeah,
that was helpful.
I don't buy that because we wouldn't be doing this show in your fucking apartment.
But anyway, you're 100% right. It's shitty parenting. Really bad parenting.
It really is a bad parenting move.
The only word they both understand is sexy time.
Again,
she said,
that has been fine for past relationships we've had.
I've been
people.
Fine with that.
Poodle can speak sexy time in 8 different languages.
10 if you count Esperanto.
Oh, that's true. Oh, ASL, 11.
Mm-hmm.
That one's easy.
You know?
So if you're on the intimate portion, you're not getting that. Sorry.
I did learn some ASL when it was necessary.
You did?
Yeah. It's amazing how motivated you can be to learn a little bit of language.
Wow.
So she says that he puts me first. Hamza puts me first, unlike all of my other relationships. And we're going to see this when she's talking to her mother. But she feels super betrayed by other men, and her friends are talking to her.
Our friend Kesha's like, look at the... Or Keisha, look at the whole picture.
Yeah.
What if he is coming here for a green card? And that's where she talks about American men.
And usually we roll our eyes at the green card friends. But this time, the friends are just saying what's obvious.
Keisha called it. Keisha, I like her a lot. She's the one that she said, there's an empty piece in her heart and it's missing.
Exactly.
And she's looking to fill that. And the problem is, when Memphis... either her mind or her heart gets set on something, she goes for it. It's that thing that, it's that Achilles heel, this thing that gave her this drive to, like, because she talks about her childhood and her mom being addicted, in her words, she says crack, her dad being in prison. She had to will herself to say,
there is a piece
I'm gonna,
gone.
I'm going to have a better life. I'm going to do this no matter what. I'm going to put myself through school. So that tenacity that she used, she's now... That's sometimes we take our trauma
right. And
we try to say, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm not going to process it. I'm just going to go through it.
But guess what happens?
You can't do that with trauma.
This is what happens.
You can't do that with trauma.
When you never do the healing work that's necessary, or even more than healing, the processing
the
of
processing,
it. And you have to admit what happened to you. Now, I think she... knows it with her mother. I think she's that, but I doubt she's processed that's what happened to her in her relationships.
Well, we don't know what she's processed about her relationship with her father.
Yeah,
too. So her, speaking of, her mom comes over. Is that where we are?
Yeah,
yeah. Mom.
Her mom,
Deborah.
They're making
cupcakes. What
do you
think about the cupcakes they made? I knew you were going to have an opinion.
I'm all good with box cupcakes. It is weird for, I guess there were kids around. Kids love those confetti cupcakes.
I knew you hated a confetti cupcake. I want a cupcake now, though.
From Magnolia. Those taste the worst.
Good? Ooh, they're banana pudding.
I know kids love those confetti cupcakes. They taste terrible.
I don't love them.
Even vanilla's better than those confetti cupcakes.
I love a good vanilla with not good vanilla,
right.
Yeah.
Good vanilla,
You can get her on Goldbelly now. You can get Ina Garten coconut cake shipped to you.
I'm glad. Great.
I heard.
Glad we've been trolling Goldbelly.
So Memphis's mother. So she's coming out and they're cooking. And
Did you hear what Deborah said? She's like, well,
that's the mother. Mother's name is Deborah.
I don't know. And she said that we're mending our relationship slowly.
It was complicated.
She was actually taken away from her because mom had addiction issues.
So, okay, just want to say something, y'all. Where did I have this?
Mom says.
Memphis, from like the age of, what did she say, 11 to 18?
Was in foster care.
Was in like 7 different foster homes. So I just know.
I just saw that she was in foster care. I did not hear
seven different foster homes. So what I can speak to for that is this really is, because I worked a lot with youth doing my traineeship, and there was a lot of kids in the foster care system. And it is that idea of you're just not lovable.
Yeah.
You are not lovable. And you believe that. You think that. And because
it's been quantified for you.
Because
you're
if
not
you
lovable.
Were lovable. Well, then why didn't any of the foster families try to adopt you?
Right.
And it's just, that's not.
It's zero sum.
And it, yeah. And social workers and people that work in the foster system, God bless them because they are working with a broken mm-hmm. system and yeah. they're doing the best they can. If you work in the, shout out to those sissies. We appreciate you.
And NCPS as well.
God, that sandal looks like shit. Sorry, y'all. We're on the intimate portrait. Poodle puts his foot up with his half chewed off sandal.
I think I'm going to buy some new ones this season.
Maybe you should.
They are. They're looking rough, y'all. They've got stains all over them.
Yeah.
They're real comfortable, though. At least you're not seeing my feet.
I used to have some UGG ones, too, that my mother bought me, and they were very comfortable. They kept your feet warm.
They keep your feet very warm.
Yeah.
Especially when it's cold in Los Angeles, y'all.
And it's kind of cold lately.
Someone's got a sweater on.
I do.
I'm raw dogging the cold.
Yeah. You got to do it skin to skin. Skin to skin. That's your raw dog in that cold.
That's my new favorite impression. So
wow.
We need to say one thing about her mom. Her mom's like, do you think he's worth spending this money on? And again, this just tells you a little bit how the mom.
But did you hear what she said to him? She's like, well, I make the salary of a nurse practitioner. I've worked hard, so I can afford it.
Yeah.
So basically, that was a dig at her mom saying like, I worked my lot. There's a lot of resentment still. You can just see just.
Oh, of course there is. But I think to me it is that this is the person who this is not a relationship that she's having with Hams that is based on love. It is based on desperation,
neediness,
and neediness mm-hmm. to have someone to love who fulfills the prescription of he will be there in the morning, he will be there in at noon, he will be there in the afternoon.
The only void a man should fill in your life is your asshole or your gooch.
Say it louder for people in the back.
That's true. The only void they need to fill is your asshole, your gooch, or your mouth.
Yes, all of
because
that.
Because emotional voids can only be filled by you.
You have to do the work first.
You have to do the work first.
No one's going to complete you.
Well, and also Memphis.
Thanks, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, Deborah is worried because, y'all, Hamza doesn't have a job. And so he doesn't have a job because he lost it because of COVID. I know he works. Again, this must be a big thing in Tunisia because this is what Ziyad does. Hamza works in heating and cooling.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why, though. Those kind of people, at least in America, were essential.
I don't know.
And never stopped working.
Don't know.
Unless he was, I don't know either, but y'all, you're.
I think that she's pretty unreliable about things, I think we're going to hear a lot of.
It'll be interesting to meet Hamza, which we will. And so, she's like, well, what if he, and she's like, yeah, he's not working because of COVID. And Deborah says, she says it so, she exclaims it so like fervently that they had to subtitle it, but she just go, and that should be a ping or red flag? And they literally, because I went, what'd she say? But they actually subtitled it.
Now, I'm thinking the gall of mom who has anything to say about her daughter's choices.
I mean, it's.
In this place. If I was mom.
Well, her mom is, I will say her mother is not coming at her judgmental at all.
True.
She is kind of just saying like, and that she's just trying, but it's a hard position to be in where you feel like I can't say shit because yeah. I was addicted to crack. And later on.
Well, and also I didn't really get to raise you through age.
Yeah.
11.
Through your formative dating years. Yeah. I didn't raise you because later on they're folding clothes her mom even says like, first Memphis says, what are your concerns? And Deborah said, well, is he ready to be a stepdad? And I went, and that's where Memphis says, that's a leap of faith, where we get the name of the episode. Y'all,
that's
you
not
don't
a leap of
take
faith.
A leap of faith with your children and bringing other people into your home.
That's not
a leap of faith choice.
This is foolishness.
If
it's
you're
not
dating
leap of
on
faith.
Your own and you don't have kids, yes, that's a leap of faith. Poodle goes into a locker room at the Rams game.
It's a leap of faith.
That's a leap of faith. He doesn't know who it's going to be. He doesn't know if it's defensive, offensive, or the kicking team.
I leap and there's a net.
It could be special team. Whatever. He's going to find someone.
Special teams, and they are special.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
So
not even busy during the first half.
So Memphis is talking to her mother, and I completely, my eyes started to spin. I lost focus. I started seeing, I think, like shadowy figures in my peripheral vision, because all I could notice was there's fucking plastic on that lamp, and yes, she hasn't taken the plastic wrap off the goddamn lamp.
I wrote that down
lamp.
Too.
Y'all.
Remove the plastic from your shades.
Remove the plastic. Take it off of your lamp. You know what? If your grandma has it on her couch, I kind of understand.
But why
that.
Would you have that on? If y'all come in, is there a reason for you not to take the plastic off of your shades? Is it easier to dust?
I guess he just keeps. Yeah, it is.
But there's plastic around all of your lampshades.
It looks like shit.
But she does say when she tells her mom, "I needed you, and you were not available to me."
Yeah, and the mom, she just says it. The mom's like, "Well, everything you have for me, I might have not been there, but I provided for you."
That's not true. And then she,
that's not true.
She's aware that she's like, my childhood plays a part in my need to feel secure, and always that's going to be with a man.
Yeah, she said yes. And I wrote, because I think this is, y'all, because you have awareness of why you do something, it does not mean it's fixed.
Nope.
It's the what, it's the when, it's the how, it's all those other things of how it and when it and what it does in your life. And real emotional intelligence, I believe, one of the core of real emotional intelligence is knowing, is not knowing the awareness, but knowing, or no, not the knowing, it's the doing. It's the doing it. It's like, I have a thing with where I hate working out. I don't love, like, it's a thing for me. It's something I have to work on. Mm-hmm. I know the awareness,
yep,
of, like, I go into gyms. It, yep, makes me think of being a little kid.
Right.
Football. I know all that. The knowing doesn't fucking help me take my ass to the, yep, gym and do it.
It's the processing. It's
pushing through the uncomfortable and just doing it because you know it's uncomfortable, but you know the end result is going to be better for you as a person.
And this choice is purely based on avoidance. This is finding someone on an international dating site. I still think that the language barrier is almost better for her in a way.
Yeah. And so, because she doesn't have to deal with real conversation,
it's all avoidance.
It doesn't have to get deep.
All avoidance.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that's why this is DOA. It just is. There's no way this is happening.
Bless her
this
heart.
This is the first story that I will call DOA.
Now we've got two other people to meet.
Three.
A three.
We've got the pastor guy who may be a catfish, who to the girl named Mahogany.
Do you know where we're going to? Do you know the place that we're going to?
We have.
Do they show him on the coming this?
Yes.
Which one is? I have to remember.
The tall guy used to be a model. The pastor.
Oh,
the Christian guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we also have the guy who looks like Wallace and Gromit fucked a minion.
He does look like Wallace and Gromit. Yeah, the bald headed guy.
And there was the other. Who else are we missing?
That person doesn't look that cute, bald. No, bless him.
Ew, looks like an
and then
animated
we have the
character.
Woman. I don't know the woman, but she's really into
the woman, the Asian guy.
I think she's gonna be batshit crazy. Yeah, I'm excited for her.
With the man from China,
the older man from China.
Yeah,
and we
I don't
just,
know if he's that old.
And y'all, we're gonna get. Where's he from?
China.
He's from China. I didn't know.
You said Asian. The man from China.
Y'all, we're gonna get Chinese judging mom.
Oh yeah,
they show clips of his mother, and it's gonna be.
This is our first person from China, I believe.
Really?
Our first 90 Day Fiancé from China.
I have hopes for this before the 90 days because it just doesn't seem as... The people don't seem as horrible as the people in like...
I agree.
Where it's like Stephanie was just gross like...
No,
David,
I agree.
And like,
there's a little bit of empathy here.
These all seem like...
Because like I said before, people, Memphis is DOA.
You know
that relationship is DOA, but I have empathy for
you know
her.
What this seems like? This season seems like just a bunch of lonely hearts looking for love.
It is
in
all the wrong places.
Who would have ever heard?
And you know, we call these people that, but if you wake up in a bathtub and you've been hit by a roofie, I'm going to yell if I want to.
Hey, it's a little loud. It's a little loud.
If you've been talking about Rufy.
Marco, I don't need you. He wasn't even really yelling.
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.